The invention of photography in the 19th century was not to remain without impact on the visual arts. Classic painting genres such as portraits, landscapes, and still lifes became part of the photographic repertoire. Artists, for their part, embraced the new medium and used photography as a form of sketch or study. In retrospect, photography gave the visual arts the freedom to develop new ways of thinking and representation, thus accelerating the advance to modernity. As one of the early photographic techniques, the daguerreotype fulfilled the desire for authenticity, offering a fidelity to nature that was unprecedented in its day. For the first time, a person could literally capture their reflection on a small silver metal surface for posterity. With this case study on Rubens, Slawomir Elsner takes us back to the first half of the 19th century, when he interprets the honeysuckle bower as a daguerreotype. A congenial game, as can be seen in the large format, masterfully executed watercolour. The liveliness exuded by the young couple in the painting remains intact, even though they appear frozen. Not unlike a daguerreotype, the mirror's smooth silver surface of the watercolour captures the fleeting moment of happiness and transports the colourless motif into another world as a grisaille. The contrast to Rubens' vital painting could not be greater.